So we did another reboot yesterday, a bunch of shit, a bunch of systems and so forth, and it has created a whole new, you know, environment of logins and, you know, the shit that please allow accesses and all that stuff. All right, so here we are back from our one-day encore hiatus. This is a Wednesday, even though it's Tuesday night, even though I'm watching the Dodgers beating the Cubs right now 3-1, top of the sixth. This looks like it's the, at least this looks like it's the Dodgers' year to win the pennant. I've been so away from baseball, I forgot that the Cubs beat the Dodgers last year in the National League Championship Series. I had no fucking idea that the Dodgers had advanced that far. In fact, is it the third straight year Dodgers have been in the NLCS? Not me, man. I totally fucking lost track. All right, let's get to it here. Don't cry now that I've found you. Kate Castorini. Steve Ozell. Let's see this. Why does that not... And, oh, tell me, man, I gotta go back upstairs. That fucking goddamn phone. Fuck. Do I really gotta go upstairs and grab that phone? Don't cry now that I've found you. You see, ladies and gentlemen, in life, if you don't, literally, if you don't, what do they say? You got to love yourself. I don't really go in for that whole love yourself thing, but what I do subscribe to is you got to let people know who you are. And you can't backtrack from that. Otherwise, they'll think that you're really not that person. You're just somebody they can kind of push around, you know? And you have to say, this is what I expect. And I have some questions and so on and so forth. And if people are upset with that, if they say to you, you don't have any right to ask that, you know, and I'm talking about real personal relationship, that's a tip-off for you. If you say, I want to lay down some ground rules here, I want to see exactly, I want to know who we are now, you know, as opposed to who we were. I want to, I have some issues. And if they say to you, can't you just forget that and let's just move, like, pretend like it's now and let's move forward? No, 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 no. Because what you're doing then is you're denying that certain, you know, that there are certain realities. But you've seen them, you've experienced them. And now you're going to just pretend like they don't exist. And you're going to, that day forward, move ahead and solve the problems as they occur, kind of a thing, you know, which is putting an awful lot of faith in something. But there's nothing wrong with putting faith in a situation that you're maybe unfamiliar with, but you have high hopes for, and you want, at least want to give it. But if you've been down this road before, so when you say that, and you say, no, I really need to, because as you know, this, that, and they say, you know, I don't want to do that, or they in some way, shape, or form indicate that that's uncomfortable for them, you got to pay attention to that. You got to pay attention to that, man. You got to. If you don't, if you keep thinking, like they say, insanity is, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and thinking it's going to turn out some other way, right? Doing the same stupid thing over and over again and thinking it's going to be, you know, better this time. That's the definition of insanity. You deny reality. You know, we all have our fondest dreams, and we all have our you know, our hopes and our desires, and I wish, I hope, but you got to still deal with what is. And if what is not comfortable, you still have to accept it and move on, you know. For instance, baseball. I really want a fastball off this guy. I want to hit a fastball. But you know, this guy's fastball always gets into the worst part of the strike zone for you. If I can get a hold of a fastball, you're never able to get a hold of that fastball low and outside. He tempts you with that fastball low and outside. Here comes a fastball low and outside. Swing, miss. Why do you keep doing that, man? Because I think maybe I can hit it. You haven't been able to hit it until now. Why don't you let him walk you? He misses about half the time of that low and outside fastball that you keep chasing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I gotta go get my fucking phone because I don't know what I'm gonna do here. We need to know what we're gonna do if we're gonna do it, and I don't have it. So hold on for a minute. I'll be right back. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is some hockey. For that shit. Oh man, come the fuck on, man. Oh my god.
I wanna give you some good love. Turn your lights down low. I never try to resist. Like a song I replay every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite the beautiful melody of devotion every night. This ocean might carry me, and this wave of emotions to ask you to marry me. I want to give you some love.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Don't cry now that I've found you. Don't cry. Take a look around you. Don't cry. Jesus. God almighty. Take a look around you. Okay, there you go. I wish I could turn that heater. I wish I could turn that fan back on, but
I can't, man. You know? So that's just all there is to it.
Where's the fucking baseball game, Jack? You know? Jesus fucking Christ. Come on, motherfucker. Let's go. What channel is this fucking piece of shit on? Hello, 247. Thank you. Man. Is that Rizzo on? There's Rizzo, man. He's on base. Don't cry now that I've found you. Mass shooting at a mall. A horror story. You know what, man? Fucking life is a horror story now. Fucking life, man, isn't it? We'd think we'd have found out, man, but got the wrong president for that. Just the fucking Sabres. Golden Knights. Y'all check it out. Oh, come on, bitch. All right, man. So I ain't got the motherfucking package. Okay, goodbye. Guess that's another fucking package I got to buy. The NHL package. My throat. There's the Sabres and Golden Knights on some other shit can fucking channel. TCM on demand, huh? Let's check this out, man. See what. Seven Faces of Bedlam. Oh, that's a great one with Alfred Hitchcock, or not with Boris Karloff. What am I saying? Bedlam is badass, bitch. Oh, this is Halloween time. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, baby. 1946. Now that I've found you. Set to expire. Now, what does that mean? Well, that sucks. Never mind then, man. Fuck it. CBS on demand. What does that mean? And Fox Sports on demand. What the hell is that? Ghost Ship. The Horror of Dracula is badass. That's badass.
That's a rooster cam. Rooster cam, that's badass. That's a rooster cam.
Yeah, we'll do that on Halloween. We'll roll a fucking movie, you know? We'll roll a fucking movie, man. Of all the gin joints in all of the places in all of the world. Do you think the chick, Ingrid Bergman, is that her name? Was she in love with Bogey's character in Casablanca? I don't think she was. Not in love. I think she loved him. But she was in love with the other guy. She was in love with the, what's his face's character? The guy that, Paul Heinrich's character. He was the one that had spent time at a concentration camp. And, you know, he was working for freedom. Bogey was just some nightclub owner and down in Casablanca. What the fuck is that smell? Somebody cooking next door or some shit? I don't know, man. Don't cry now that I found you. Don't. I'll tell you what I'll do. Guide. What is this? Oh, info. 1256. 1256. No, motherfucker. Wrong. 1256. 6. What? Oh, okay. Okay. The Horror of Dracula. You mean what? Oh, that's it. Yeah. It's really difficult to center that. So if I spent some fucking time trying to do it, I probably would be successful. You're missing a real part of the film. Pre-game. What? What? What do you mean? Well, there's the fucking bitch Arizona Coyotes right there. Oh, they lose 3-1. Arizona Coyotes have lost. I think they get some bet. Dallas beat them. No, they lost, man. Don't try to make it look like they won. They show all the highlights as the ending, you know, credits roll. They show the highlights that they think, you know, well, this sort of makes us look like we won. All right, man. Dracula. Wait a minute, man. That's wrong, bitch. Now that I've found you, don't lie. Take a look around you. Don't smile. Rusky psycho. Right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, Phil Henry here. We got what, man? We got the. God damn it. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3.
Phil, this is Dave Castorini. There is so much I think we have to learn, Phil, about each other. I think it's important. I really do, Phil. I think it's very important that we learn this about each other. And there are a lot of things to learn.
Well, you know, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what she said. That's a joke. That's what she said, Phil.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, chopper.
Traffic.
And then, where is the fucking, there it is. Holy shit, man. Here we go. Phone. Explosion. Come on, man. Explosion. All right, I'm ready. If you aren't, I'm ready if you're not.